Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah, for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Listening to LA's number one fluke, K-Rock. We're Klein Alley Show.
Thank you. Are you a fluker?
You went from slogging to fluking, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today on K-Rock as we try to figure out once and for all who is the least talented person on the show. And that means someone has to be most talented. There's a lot of suggestions coming through for what should be the next topic of our most least list. And we'll break this down in just a moment. We've already figured out who is the best looking on the show. Who won best looking? Was that
Omar?
Omar won best looking.
No, I think it was Johnny.
Johnny won best looking?
I think so.
Yes.
Well, you seem so disappointed about that, Vanessa.
Yeah, Johnny won most looking.
Yeah, that's crazy. These lists are really starting to...
Who was the lowest?
Who said they hate these lists? Johnny hates them? Someone said they really hate when we do this.
Hey, you said that.
Yeah, because you got most weird or awkward or whatever.
Jake got most awkward. I was just close by. No, Jake did. Johnny hates the list because what? He thinks we're tearing each other apart. He doesn't like it.
I think I do hate the list.
Oh my god!
You don't even have an opinion.
That's why Johnny's number five, guys, on my list.
For what? Talented?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, we could run the talented list right now.
We are going to run the talented list right now. You idiot. That's what we're doing. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. Here's just some of the other lists people are saying we should do, but we will break down talented in a moment.
Sweet Hawkers, guys. You need to do a list of who you guys like the most to who you dislike the most. But I already got a spoiler for you. Vanessa hates Omar.
Yep.
It's fantastic. Funniest shit ever, bro. Yeah, give me that list. Love you guys. Honk, honk.
That's who we like and like least.
I know we did that one already.
Like most least. Never done an official one of that.
Key dibs, dong dong. And it got me thinking that you guys should do that for your next ranking list. But you should do unluckiest.
Unluckiest. Oh. Most lucky, least lucky on the show. This guy's got examples.
Jake almost died of the semi-truck. We got fine with all of his moving fiascos and...
Well, we've all had a lot of different variations of things that I would see would fall into the category of bad luck. I mean, it would really be a battle for who's the least lucky on the show. But today, let's go ahead and officially break down who we believe to be the most and least talented on the show. And talent...
is subjective.
Subjective.
Obviously, so subjective.
Allie has in her email signature all of her many talents because she does the singing, dancing, juggling, whatever she writes in her stupid email signature.
There are a few things that I learned in college, but there were many strengths that I had, many different talents.
Allie claims that we shouldn't have even done this list because she knows that she is the, quote, this is a quote.
It's obvious.
Please.
Allie said, quote,
She's good at making racist voices, for sure.
Thank you, Omar.
Do you have her racist shoe shiner voice from yesterday?
I don't have that yet. Jake, get on that.
No, you have it.
I do. Let me look for it.
Great.
I do.
Let's pull that immediately.
Great.
So here's the question. Talent is so many different things. Is it just about how good talented you are on the show or in your life? How many additional talents do you have outside of here?
Yeah.
I'm blown away with Omar's ability to... make money and flip houses or whatever the hell he does.
He doesn't flip houses.
Well, he does something like that. I don't listen.
But I
buy him and rent them.
He buys him and rents them. Oh, no. That's the clip?
Yes.
Be a shoe shine?
You know what? Our next list is going to be most racist.
Okay. Mostly racist.
And I think that
I took all six.
Allie is going to win every category.
That was an old-timey voice.
Old-timey voice.
They used to do shoe shining. Well, who, back in the day.
Who's they?
The people. Everybody was doing
it. What people? What color people?
No, I'm just saying that everybody was like into shoe shining back then.
And they would sound like this?
Maybe a shoe shine?
Absolutely.
That was just one example.
Okay, I'm going to file an official.
Give us another one.
I'm going to file an official.
That was someone asking for a shoe shine.
Doesn't sound like it.
That's not how it goes.
So anyway, Allie's clearly the most racist, but is she the most talented? Let's go ahead and break down the list. Who's let's do number ones first. Who do you have number one on your list, Allie?
I actually had you as my number one, Klein, and I know that you don't think that you would be.
Wow. But what talents do you have me as?
Well, I think that you are obviously very talented with your main job, which is radio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
You are a great writer.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And not just for radio. You're a great writer for multiple different formats. You've also tried to develop some game shows. I don't think any of them have ever gotten
anywhere.
They've
all been passed on.
Yeah, but you can write really clever questions for things like that. You can write roast jokes really well.
He is good at that.
You also are a good business entrepreneur. You have a lot
He's
of ideas.
Definitely not great at that.
Not good at the business entrepreneur part.
Well, we also...
Just because you do something doesn't mean you're talented.
That's exactly right, Omar. I think there's a difference between having unrealistic goals and having talent.
Yep.
There's also Klein's vocal abilities.
Is it worth it? I'm going to work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Ting, nam, tam, nam, nana. I'm telling nana, ham, nam, nana.
Okay. Well, there's that.
So
you're good. You are talented.
So you're mocking me at number one. Is that what this is?
No, I think that you do have many talents. I think that you're good at only a few things, but you're very good at those things.
Thank you, Allie, for saying that. You're not near my top of my list.
Oh.
Jake, who do you have at number one?
To me, dude.
Of course you do.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Because you draw?
I'm an excellent artist. I'm a great radio personality. I'm amazing stand-up. I'm very good at cards.
You're not an amazing stand-up. I think you're just trying to figure it out.
You're not one of the best. You can't barely sell out a free show.
Whatever, dude. I pack that thing out with crickets every day, all day.
Jake, I know you're trying to do shtick here, but you really think you're the most... You really think
by far, I'm the best singer.
You are not the best singer on the show.
Yeah. I think it's Allie.
Yeah, guys.
Jake, when you go to karaoke, I've watched the place is clean out. It clears out. People leave. People that don't even smoke go out for a cigarette break.
Yeah, this
they come to me and buy me drinks.
It's tough because Jake is delusional, and he's one of those people that thinks that he's crushing it when he's not.
Yeah, you're good at your little sketches. The little doodles you do are nice, but you don't do them that often. And to be honest,
you don't do them professionally. You don't make any money doing it. You went to graphic design school and you've done nothing with it.
I have made money off it, and I don't do it anymore because I have other things I make money with because I'm so talented.
No, you're just napping for 4 hours.
Then why are you living in a shack, man?
Yeah.
I don't live in a shack.
How does a multi-talented guy like you live in a shack?
Fancy shack.
Okay. Jake's bottom of my list.
Fancy shit.
Jake
is middle of every list.
Johnny's got some talents, not necessarily that we ever hear on the air, but you know he does play guitar. I think he's good at it. I think he's pretty good at he can hear a song and play it on guitar, which there's a talent to that.
Yeah, but he also said when he was in a band that they were bad.
The band was bad.
We did that intentionally to sabotage one set because we didn't like where we were playing.
But Johnny's a great golfer, too. He's got...
I have heard that he's a very
good
golfer.
He's very athletic. So he's got like a couple of things going for him in that realm.
Thank you. And I did teach myself guitar, too. I never had a lesson. Didn't even watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, Johnny's
whatever,
like...
man. I'm Division I athlete.
Johnny's now a model for Coachella, official model for Coachella. So I put Johnny a little higher than I thought he would have been on my list. It's funny. The talents are rather different on the show. Vanessa claims she's the least talented. She wanted to throw this thing.
I'm at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, now I don't understand why you think you don't have any talents, Vanessa.
Because I really don't. I'm just really good at, like, working. My talent is not a talent here.
What about your rollerblading?
Yeah, your rollerblade.
Yeah, when you go, you can't stop it. You can at least go.
That's a hobby.
No, and you do your adult coloring books.
That's not a talent. That's a
hobby. And you do your drunk interviews, which we need more of.
Yes.
No.
And what about the time you drove into that guy on the bike?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I was parking. None of this is talent.
Or you adopted that puppy, remember?
No.
Yeah, she's good at that.
I think that you are a very talented person and you don't realize it.
Well, truth. Be factful.
I'm being factful, and Vanessa's the...
Be factful. You're going to make it up new words.
Vanessa is close to the bottom of my... Jake is the bottom, but Vanessa is just above Jake.
Jake was your bottom.
Bottom. Oh, yeah. No question. Then Johnny is above Vanessa, and then I have you, Allie, and then I have Omar at number...
Why is Omar number one for you? He was number two for me.
Because he has a lot of the stuff that he puts together for the show, like the audio stuff, that's a different... That's a very specific talent. Talent doesn't really.
So you think because it's a sought after talent and it's not a talent that everyone can do that it has more weight?
Yeah, but I also think it has more to do with the fact that Omar is he does a lot of these. He's good at making money. He's a good entrepreneur. That's a talent.
You're just scared of Omar.
Not scared of Omar.
Fluff.
Not a fluff at all. Don't be upset, Jake, that you're at the bottom of the talent list.
It's obvious lie.
I mean, let's just go. Side to side here. Think of the production that Jake has done for the show versus the production Omar's done for the show.
I think Klein has seen me been thrown into situations where I had no say in it, and I adapted to the situations and actually, persevered over, some extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people have seen that side of me. And he's been a little closer to that.
Yeah, but also, I think about things that have happened
Scottish accent?
No, but that's terrible, Allie. That sucks. What you just did sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks.
And you do a lot of things. Like, you're like, I could do that. You sing really well.
Do you want to see my time steps?
You're like, Jake, are you the best singer on the show, you think?
Dude, by far.
Wrong. Allie is.
I am. So, who else has sang a national anthem at professional sports things?
I broke down a lot of categories, and Jake was the bottom of all the categories. I think Johnny would actually be great at doing national anthem. He'd play it on his guitar. If he even knew what that song was, he'd be great at it.
Yeah. Johnny can play the guitar, but he can't sing.
Can't sing. But
I never tried to sing.
Different talent.
No, you tried. We've heard it.
Yeah.
Tamales and that other office song. That Lowrider parody.
Tamales.
Hey, play Tamales real quick. Give the people a taste.
Well, Johnny, I think that was a good song when it first aired. I think we've deleted it by now. It was a seasonal song.
No, it's in there. Tamales.
No, it's gone. It's trash now. But I think that the way that I've got it, does anyone else, who else is least talented on their list? Omar, who's least talented for you?
Least talented for me was Vanessa.
Yeah,
Vanessa was least talented. Above Vanessa, I had Jake and then Johnny.
Such garbage.
And so, Klein, what was your list from top to bottom?
Top to bottom is,
it was Omar, me.
Yeah, I mean, I have myself at one, but I have I have you, Omar, then you, and then Johnny, and then Jake, and then Vanessa.
Wow, okay, so Vanessa was bottom of your list as well.
I'm sorry, I have Vanessa just above Jake. Sorry, Jake's at the bottom.
Okay, got it.
So there
pissing
you go.
Pissing me off.
So anyone
else? Jake's that guy who tries to do it all and just is meh. At
all of it.
I'm way more than meh.
See, that's why Omar and Klein are at the top of my list, because there's only a few things, but they're very good at those things.
And Jake's mid
at a lot.
As opposed
to being, mid at everything.
That's talent.
Yeah. Jake, I will say this. Jake did go back into try to get more free donuts. He's still doing that free donut bit. I thought we gave up on that, and we have some audio, which we'll get to after this break. But he claims that he was able to get the first ever official BF Thursday donut.
Oh, no way.
Because Krispy Kreme will give anyone donuts for anything.
If you want to hear some meh audio, stick around.
Yeah, it'll be real mid, and we'll get to that coming up on K-Rock.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.